I welcome Minister O'Donovan's agreement to meet with a cross-party delegation from Donegal County Council. I've explained to him that, you know, it's very, very unfair, the current situation, where you have the members of Donegal County Council being asked to choose between funding these two very important ferries for tourism and, on the other hand, funding local community groups. This year, in the Letterkenny and Inishowen municipal districts, you know, if the two ferries are to stay in the water, tens of thousands of euro will have to be cut back from local community groups. And that is not fair and it's not sustainable.
Now, we are in a situation where Donegal County Council, in fairness to it, has been backing the ferries and backing the ferries for quite some time. The question marks are being raised over the support, both from the Causeway Coast and Glens Council in Northern Ireland, and indeed the support coming from Dublin, from Stormont and from London.
Absolutely. I've long been of the view that the Irish government and the Northern Executive should be jointly funding these two ferries, and that local councils on both sides of the border should not have to carry the can. I have to commend in Donegal all the members of Donegal County Council, you know, for doing everything they can to sustain these two ferries. But it's just not fair anymore that they're being asked to take money away from local community groups. The governments need to step up, and I've raised this, I've discussed this with Minister O'Donovan, responsible for tourism, and hopefully now soon he will meet with a cross-party delegation and work towards a fair resolution to all of this.
Presumably the cross-party delegation won't be able to say too much to the minister that you haven't made him aware of already. With that in mind, and given the tenor of the discussions that you've had, are you getting any inkling or indication from him that the refusal to fund the ferry up to now, that that may be softening and perhaps we may have a glimmer of light into the future?
Well, up until now, the department officials had been nervous about opening up funding of ferries because they say we only fund ferries to the islands. And there was this concern, if you dealt with the Donegal issue, you might open up an issue in other parts of the state. However, I've indicated to Minister Donovan that there's a clear cross-border dimension, a very unique dimension that we could do joint-up funding on both sides of the border. I have to say I have every confidence in the Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, Seamus Neely, and his team. They are excellent on cross-border issues, working with, for example, the Derry and Strabane Council and the Chief Executive there, John Kelby. They have an excellent track record, and I believe when we get the likes of Seamus Neely, cross-party delegation and the minister and his officials round the table, I believe that some type of fair resolution can be found.